As Uganda's real estate market grows and matures, one curious observation is the scarcity of local real estate franchises. Unlike in more developed markets where franchises like Remax, Knight Frank, and others thrive, Uganda's real estate industry remains largely dominated by independent agents and small, standalone agencies. A combination of market structure, regulatory conditions, and capital requirements has influenced the industry's development, steering it away from the franchise model. Let's explore the unique challenges facing local franchising in Uganda's real estate market, as well as examine some of the international real estate franchises and agencies that have established a presence in the country. Challenges facing local real estate franchises in Uganda. High capital requirements. Franchising requires substantial upfront investment to cover branding, marketing, training, and technology infrastructure. For many local agents and agencies, these costs are prohibitively high, especially in an industry where operating independently with minimal overhead remains a viable and familiar option. Local agencies, often small and family-run, may not have the resources to meet these demands, limiting the appeal of joining or forming a franchise. Regulatory and bureaucratic hurdles. Uganda's real estate sector is still maturing in terms of regulations. Complexities in property laws, land tenure systems, and bureaucratic hurdles make it challenging to implement standardized procedures across multiple locations, a core aspect of franchising. The legal landscape is particularly complex due to Uganda's mix of customary and formal land tenure systems, which affect transaction consistency and can discourage efforts to build a unified brand. Market fragmentation and informality. Real estate in Uganda is highly fragmented, with numerous independent agents operating outside formal structures. Many of these agents prefer the flexibility of managing their own businesses without being bound by franchise rules, shared commissions, and standardized processes. Franchising models require strict operational guidelines that might not align with the flexible, relationship-based style prevalent in Uganda. Consumer trust and brand loyalty. In Uganda, real estate transactions are often driven by personal referrals and trust rather than reliance on big brand names. Many Ugandan property buyers and sellers prefer to work with agents who come recommended by friends or family, limiting the effectiveness of brand recognition. For franchising to work, a strong sense of brand loyalty is essential, and this aspect of consumer behavior may present an additional challenge. Limited access to technology and data. Successful franchises often depend on CRM systems, property databases, and digital platforms to track leads, manage listings, and facilitate transactions. Limited access to real estate technology in Uganda restricts local agencies from achieving the level of standardization required in franchise models. PropTech innovations are growing but are still not as widely accessible or affordable as they are in developed markets. Emerging but nascent market. Uganda's real estate market is expanding but remains young compared to more established regions where franchises have thrived. While urbanization, infrastructure improvements, and a growing middle class are driving demand for property, the market's level of sophistication may not yet support a structured franchising model. Emergence of local prop tech solutions. Local prop tech platforms, such as the Real Estate Database, RED, are helping bridge the gaps that franchises typically fill. These platforms allow independent agents to gain exposure, list properties, and reach clients without requiring the heavy investments that franchises demand. Platforms like RED provide centralized listing services, bringing agents and clients together under a digital umbrella without the formalities of a franchise. International real estate franchises and agencies in Uganda. Despite these challenges, several international real estate franchises and agencies have successfully established a foothold in Uganda, primarily targeting high-end residential and commercial sectors. These companies bring with them a wealth of expertise, global best practices, and brand recognition that cater to a growing demand for quality and transparency in real estate services. Remax. RE/MAX, a globally recognized franchise originating from the United States, operates in multiple African countries, including Uganda. Known for its structured support system and brand power, RE/MAX Uganda provides local agents with the opportunity to connect with a broader network while focusing on the Ugandan market. Knight Frank. As a UK-based real estate consultancy, Knight Frank operates across Africa, including a prominent presence in Uganda. Unlike a franchise, Knight Frank provides consultancy and advisory services for high-end residential and commercial properties. In Uganda, Knight Frank's offerings include property management, sales, valuations, research, and development consultancy, focusing on the upper end of the market. Brohl Property Group. Originally from South Africa, Brohl Property Group is a leading property services company in Africa. In Uganda, Brohl focuses on commercial property management, facilities management, and advisory services, specifically in retail, office, and industrial spaces. JLL, Jones Lang LaSalle. JLL, a global real estate services company, is also present in Uganda, primarily offering real estate investment, management, and advisory services for commercial properties. Their expertise supports corporate clients and investors seeking opportunities in East Africa. CBRE, Coldwell Banker Richard Ellis. Another US-based property services giant, CBRE has operations in Uganda, mainly through partnerships and affiliates. CBRE Uganda caters to the commercial property market, advising multinational corporations and investors on property transactions, leasing, and management. These international agencies typically focus on high-value properties and the commercial sector. Their presence underscores the potential of Uganda's real estate market as it continues to grow. These global brands also introduce a level of professionalism, training, and infrastructure that could pave the way for local agencies to consider franchising in the future. What does it take to create a local real estate franchise? Creating a local real estate franchise in Uganda requires a strong foundational structure, a recognizable and trustworthy brand, and significant upfront investment. The model must include robust training programs, standardized processes, and technological infrastructure to ensure consistent service delivery across all franchise locations. Additionally, navigating the legal and regulatory landscape is essential, as franchises must be adaptable to local property laws and unique land tenure systems. Franchise founders must also understand the local market, emphasizing consumer relationships and personalized service while incorporating brand recognition and value-added services to differentiate themselves in a competitive and evolving industry. All members of the Real Estate Database, RED, and other local agencies, as seen in the attached collection of agency and developer logos, have the potential to establish real estate franchises that could transform the sector. Although I have many ideas on how to set up a real estate franchise in Uganda, my role as the operator of the RED means that creating a franchise myself would place me in direct competition with my clients, potentially leading to conflicts of interest. Instead, I encourage all RED members to consider the exciting possibility of creating a nationwide franchise, which could open a new chapter for modern, standardized real estate services in Uganda, giving agents and clients alike access to a more streamlined and professional property market. Conclusion: Uganda's real estate sector is evolving, and the entry of global brands indicates its potential for growth. However, the road to establishing successful local franchises remains challenging due to high capital requirements, regulatory obstacles, and the market's current fragmentation. Nevertheless, as urbanization continues, infrastructure improves, and local prop tech solutions develop, Uganda may be on the path toward more franchise-style operations. For now, platforms like the Real Estate Database, RED, offer an accessible alternative, empowering local agents to reach new clients, enhance visibility, and participate in a larger network without the need for franchise commitments. As consumer trust in professionalized services grows, the potential for local and international franchises to thrive in Uganda's real estate market may become more achievable.